Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk on KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. I feel like I've seen the mock-up of a California Real ID driver license with I'm a card holder as the young woman who is featured on the card. I feel like I know her. I've seen her photo so much. We're joined by the director of the California Department of Motor Vehicles, Steve Gordon. I wonder, maybe she's a DMV employee. I don't know who she is, but she's kind of the face of Real ID here.
Yeah, Larry, I think she is actually a model. You'll see her in
States.
And everyone's seen her. Everyone thinks they see her roaming around the neighborhood.
I know. I know. She's semi-famous from this. I thought maybe we'd see her at a local DMV office. Well, thank you for joining us to talk about Real ID. And first of all, we have just under 2 years now before this federal requirement for air travel, even domestic travel, goes into effect. What's new about DMV's efforts to try and streamline the process for Californians getting the more thoroughly vetted Real ID?
Right. So, Larry, as you mentioned, you know, May 3rd, 2023 is the new date set by Department of Homeland Security. And that's the date where you have to have a Real ID to board a domestic flight, as you mentioned in your intro, or to visit secure government facilities, military bases, and so on. So what's new is that, you know, there's been a Real ID Modernization Act, probably since this was last discussed in public pre-COVID. And so it's made it more efficient for us to upload documents and also pre-validate some of those documents, things that we had already started to do before COVID, but it made it so those are now valid ways to review documents and so on. So some of the modernization work has been done by Congress. Now, the rest of it for us is really trying to make sure that we take the people that during COVID renewed on time because they wanted to stay current, but give them a path to get a Real ID. So as you can imagine, during COVID, we try to keep many customers out of the office, but try to give them online services. And so many people, about 6 million people, actually renewed their traditional license, a federally non-compliant, an FNC, as we would call it inside the office. And now we want to be able to take those customers that renewed and give them a free upgrade path so they can get a Real ID over the next couple of months. So we've got a Real ID upgrade program that's in place today. It actually starts today, and it runs from people who had a renewal from March 1st, 2020 through July 31st, 2021. They have to get a free upgrade. They have until the end of the calendar year, until December 31st, 2021, to come in and get a free upgrade. Of course, they need to do their work online, fill out their application, upload their supporting documents. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah. But if they do that, they won't have to, you know, pay again for something they already paid for last year.
And you save $38. Isn't that the cost of a license?
That's right. And we're not usually giving away money, but, you know, we have worked with the governor's office, of course, with the legislature, and to make sure we can make this transition to help people, you know, convert from the federally non-compliant ID to a Real ID. Because it's critical. We kept people out of the office as they should have been during COVID, and people still renewed on time. And now we want to make it easy for them to get a Real ID.
So one thing we just want to clarify, and that is you still need to go in person for the final step of being issued a Real ID, correct? As you said, you can upload your documentation, you can get the whole process going, but you still have to make an appointment to go to your local DMV office to complete the process.
That's right, Larry. So the Department of Homeland Security still requires us to have an in-present meeting with the customer, which means for us, we're going to review the documents that you have uploaded to make sure that they match what they think they match. We will get a new photo for almost everyone who is not has a very current photo. So we'll get a new photo of you, and then we'll essentially send you out the door. But that'll get you the process officially started. It'll check the box for Department of Homeland Security to make sure that we've authenticated you, and then we've fully qualified you for a Real ID. So That is the one in-office step that has to be completed, but everything else can be done on a mobile phone or on a laptop or on a computer or something at the library if you have it, to be able to fill out the application. And go ahead and upload your documents, identification documents, residency documents, and so on.
And make sure you make an appointment, because it makes your visit to the DMV much easier than if you just show up and then have to stand in line to see one of the employees. So let's talk about the documentation. What are the things that you can upload online which would be valid for receiving real ID?
Sure. So you're going to need essentially two sets of documents. The Department of Homeland Security, via that Modernization Act, removed the need to present a physical Social Security card. And that was a sticking point for some people because they didn't have the original one or a nine-digit number. So now you just need one identity doc, and that could be a valid U.S. passport, an original or certified birth certificate. It could be one of the DHS trusted traveler cards, like a global entry card, Department of Defense ID, permanent resident card, and so on. So all those are federally compliant identifications to validate who you are, and that will meet the identification requirement. And then you need two residency documents, cable bill, mortgage bill, you know, things like that, insurance bill. Your registration for your car could work as one of them as well. It should have the same name and the same address that your identity document has. With those two residency documents and your identity documents, you're good to go. And you mentioned a couple times on appointments, I'm glad you keep bringing that up, is we've also opened up an additional 50,000 appointments per day for the state of California, because we need to get these people that had the 6 million people that renewed during COVID, we need to get them in, get them slotted, and we want to make it convenient and quite easy for them to get in. So there's an additional 50,000 appointments that we made available on a daily basis, and now we're trying to get Californians, as they're starting to get out post-COVID, to come in and complete their real ID journey.
We have a question about, for those who are applying for a first-time California driver license, either because they've moved from out of state or perhaps they're just getting licensed for the first time. How does getting a real ID relate to that? Can you do that all in one process?
That's right. It's exactly the same process. You're still completing an application. With the Real ID, you're completing a new application. And if you move from out of state or you're a first-time driver, you'll still be completing the exact same application. You'll still have the same upload requirements for identity and residency documents. So the process is identical for that. So it should be just as easy as it is for a normal Californian to apply.
We're talking with the director of California's Department of Motor Vehicles, Steve Gordon, talking with us about this waiving of the Real ID fee for driver license for those who renewed their driver's license generally during this time of the pandemic. And so you don't have to pay again the $38 to get your Real ID if it happened that you renewed your driver's license or got it during this period of the pandemic. If you have any questions for him, you can call 866-893-KPECC. You can also post a question on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. JSK writes, is it correct those without legal immigration status cannot get a real ID? Steve Gordon, it is limited to those who have legal residency, correct?
That's right. I think the only people that are in that gray area are people that have a temporary protected status. So those people can get a real ID, but the status for the driver's license would be, or identification card would be, coterminous with their status. So if you're not documented, not legally in the state, you cannot get a real ID. You can in California, of course, get a driver's license if you meet all of the qualification stuff, to pass a driving test and so on.
All right. 866-893-KPECC. Neil in Pico Union asks, is there an effort to have real ID substitute for U.S. passport when traveling to Mexico or Canada? It would really facilitate and encourage more travel to these countries. I had thought that real ID was valid for Mexico, going to Mexico or Canada, but Steve Gordon, can you clarify that?
Yeah, that's unfortunately a federal policy, so we don't control that. But it right now, the Real ID is only used for domestic travel, entering federal facilities, and so on that require identifications. Crossing an international border, to the best of my knowledge, still requires a U.S. passport.
Okay, and we should also mention, if you've got a U.S. passport and you're comfortable using that for air travel, then you don't necessarily need a Real ID, right? Because the passport is accepted everywhere for air travel.
That is correct.
All right. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Robert in El Camino Village says, I submitted my paperwork online previously for a real ID. Do I have to start over?
No. Your paperwork, if you started the submission, is good for a year. So you should be able to log back in and pick up the application where you started it or left it last time and complete the process and then hit the submit button and then schedule an appointment and come on in. We'll punch it in with you.
All right. And Michael in North Hollywood says, most of our bills, home bills, are in my wife's name. So I have a passport card, but I don't have that additional bills to show residency. What recommendation do you have for Michael?
Well, first, I mean, I think with this, maybe with his car, maybe he has the registration of his car, which will have one residency document. We do have a way, and I don't know the details, Larry, but we do have a way to, for people that share a house, husband and wife, but the bills are in one spouse's name. We have a way to bridge that. I don't know the details, but I would ask them just to bring in the documents with their spouse, and I think we'll be able to work through that.
So maybe a marriage certificate that would show they're married, which would then indicate the likeliness they're cohabitating. Steve Gordon, thank you very much. We appreciate your being with us and talking about Real ID and the fact that the Real ID is free, no additional charge for those who had their driver license, regular one, issued during most of the period of the pandemic. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Director of California Department of Motor Vehicles. We'll be back in 1 minute on Air Talk.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.